So yeah, the only way that you can be knocked off your, what's the word I'm looking for? The only way you can be knocked off your stability is the system tries to use emotions, right? And so I made the decision. You just make biblical, you just set up the boundaries and make biblical decisions. You say, okay. Any notification that comes through the phone, you don't read it. Any email, any phone call, and you don't take the phone call, if you're in this situation, don't take the text, you don't take the phone call. You have to make biblical, absolute decisions. If you're trying to help somebody, set them up for retirement, or you're trying to get them to communicate, they don't want to communicate, then the communication goes into nothing but toxic, then it's their choice. You know, whatever you're trying to do, you have to make the right decision based on truth, not emotions. And so you did your duty. You offered a possible outcome, and maybe it's the wrong time, maybe it's the wrong approach. It's probably the wrong time. I mean, I've actually seen this before. I actually saw it. This has already happened. I saw it. Everything that's happening, I saw. It's already happened before. I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know if this happened like a year and a half ago in the real world or if it was just a vision or something. But today, it's like, oh, this has already happened. The outcome is already set. So I'm going back to the crib and take a chill pill and go to sleep for a couple hours. I made my decision, and as soon as I wake up, I'm going to go do some ride share and stick with my decision. And if anything comes in on the phone, I'm not going to read it. I'll put everything to a folder and maybe read it a month later. 1 month should be enough time to not get triggered by the email. But anyway, that's kind of what I was moving towards. Triggers. Everybody's running on an AI program and doesn't know it. And we've got to get that message out there, because if everybody wakes up to their AI program, they can overcome. They can rise above the MK Ultra mind control and the suspicions and the paranoia and the all that stuff. It's already written. You just have to, move out of the Genesis 3 bubble and move into real reality, revelation. You're being bombarded every day with lies, And when you wake up to it, you might be the only one in your city waking up to it, but you can't go back. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. So you make a final decision. You get rid of the up and down emotions. You went. You said, okay, this is what I want. This is what I'm offering. Oh, and it sounds great. You know that. Oh yeah, they love it. That's wonderful. Let's do it. Well, we have to communicate. I have to set this up. No communication. Okay. So then you start to put all the puzzle pieces together. You say, oh, it was just future. It was just future. It was a waste. It was a distraction. It was future fake. There was an ulterior motive. I don't know what it was. I don't really care. I really don't care. It's none of my business. And so one of the things you have to do with your thought life is don't let anybody else get in your thought life. You control your own thoughts. You control your own thoughts. Don't let thoughts, I don't care if it's a phone call, I don't care if it's a text, I don't care if it's an email, I don't care what it is. Be careful what goes in your thoughts. And be careful how often, because if it becomes a cycle, you're quantum connecting with that other person. And if you don't know who they are, you don't know what their motive is, you don't know their agenda, you can't even try the spirits to see if they're really real, And I don't mean catfish in a way that most of the time, but some people can be right beside you, and you can see them. They're sitting right beside you, and they're catfishing you. You try, you spend a little bit of time, and you look at their words. You compare their words. With the truth. And you look for contradictions. Does it line up with the truth? So no matter if it's relationships, whether it's job, whether it's anything in life, you have to get in Proverbs. Here's what I did. I did a thought experiment today. I thought, okay, let me just scan all the stories, movies, stories, whatever. And I thought about Wanda creating a fake reality and Doctor Strange trying to break through that. And I thought about movies and stories and Bible stories. And I thought, okay, I should be able to see the future, and I should be able to see what's going on. And I can see it. I already know what's going on. It's hard to believe, but I see it. It's just hard to believe. But I've seen it before. It wouldn't end out well. That's all I can say. It wouldn't end up like I think it should. Yeah. No matter how you slice it, you know, I tried 1,000 different scenarios in the last couple months, how something could work out this way or to this, and I just don't see any way it could fix itself or work out. I just don't see a path. I don't see it. Woke up. Slept like a baby and woke up and lost my peace again. All because I read an email or part of it. I didn't even read the whole email. I just read the first line. And I said, no, I'm not doing this. So the secret to life is boundaries. Control your thoughts. Control who puts thoughts in your mind. Control who you hang around. Don't let somebody project a false identity on you, and don't project a fake identity on them that they don't agree with. You know, you have to communicate. If there's no communication, there's nothing. If there's no communication, it ends up into a toxic communication event. If they're still talking, it ends up toxic. And it's a matrix, and the spirit of the air is attacking you through people, and they might not know they're being used, but each individual might, but there's like a storyline trying to set you up, you know? Yeah, this is a trip. I'm actually, as I'm talking, I'm thinking about all the possibilities that have already been before. And it's awful clear. It's very clear. So all I can tell you is, if all the channels about catfish or cheaters or toxic environments or narcissism, sociopaths, psychopaths, not calling a person that they are that, but all those, if there's no communication or if it turns toxic, what do all those channels say? All those teachers, cut off communication. No communion, no communication. That's it. That's it. There's nothing else. This actually has already happened. I saw it. I've either lived it with this same person about 1.5 years ago and I just forgot it because I was so busy, or I saw it in a dream, or I played it out with somebody else in the past. I've already seen this. This has already happened. That's wild. Wild stuff. Crazy. I want to say it's a trap. That's what I want to say. It's a trap. It's a trap. It seems like a trap. But I set my own trap trying to go back to this situation that I thought, well, maybe this is, maybe I was wrong. Let me see if this is a fake reality or not. And let me try to communicate and see if I was crazy. And no, it's fake reality. It's fake. It's not real. It's not real. So the only thing you can do is apply biblical principles and stand your ground. And don't turn back. Don't go back. Don't look back. Yeah, it's fake. You have to just keep telling yourself the truth every day. Don't read any emails. Don't take a phone call. Don't read the text. Don't answer the front door. Don't open the mail. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't know if there's anybody else out there that needs to cut off their fake reality bubbles, but I did it. I've done it. I see it. It's clear. It's done. It's finished. It's over. And that freedom I felt in the morning, I'll feel it again. When I wake up, it'll be there. Gotta be there. At least I can have compassion on people now. You know, in a month from now, people will say, because I used to not have compassion. People say, I'm going through this. And I'd say, that's easy, man. Just stop. Now can have compassion on people. But you know how that works. After about a month or two or next year, you'll forget about it, and you'll somebody will come up, you'll look at them, you'll say, why are you worried about that? That's easy. And they'll say, yeah, but that person don't exist, man. That's fake reality. Cut it off. Don't even look back. Cut it off right now and don't look back. And they say, I can't. So yeah, you can. You just believe in a lie that was built around you. It was like a castle that was built around you over a year. It was years being built around you. And you want to believe it. But it's not real. It's not real. It's not real. To be honest with you, it was probably a cult. The more I look, the more I think about it, it looks like a cult. It looks like you know how the cult indoctrination will pull you in. Come on in. We love you. Come on in. Have a seat. We're going to have a dinner tomorrow. You going to be here? Yeah. This is your new family. Did I go down to the courthouse and get married or something? No, this ain't my family. I don't even know y'all. It sounds like a cult to me. It sounds like a cult.
Yeah, it's a cult. That's what it is. It was it's some kind of cult. It's the only thing I can figure. It's a cult set up. I can't go into details, but if somebody wants you to go over here and listen to this person, and they're speaking to speaking about another book besides the Bible, it's a cult. They're trying to indoctrinate you into a cult. That's what it is.